welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Evan, who do we have on the line?
We got Mark from the SAC wants to quick comment on this situation that you just brought up here.
Oh, so Mark, before I go to you, once again, we're breaking records with gun purchases. And we can go back to Obama, and there was these reasons that we were breaking records for gun purchases. They said Obama was going to take guns, and so they were breaking records. Under Donald Trump, we were breaking records gun purchases. We're breaking records now again with gun purchases because people say they're afraid with all the crime that's going on in the country.
Yeah, they're afraid of all the guns.
Oh, you mean the guns that people have?
It's insane. It's this self-fulfilling prophecy. Everyone has a gun, so now I need one too.
But these parents, even if their child was being bullied, the answer is not to buy him a gun. You know, they had a conversation with their son. They knew what was going on. The parents were even arrested. So it certainly for all the world looks like, you know, they were the kind of parents who maybe Kyle Rittenhouse was their, idol.
I mean, he bought that gun on Black Friday.
4 days ago, yeah.
You know? I mean, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Mark, go ahead.
First, the one that popped again might be that the vaccines you got helped with the coronavirus, which a cold is. That might help there. But this, you just blew me away with the parents were arrested because they had... I mean, they should have pulled that kid out of school that morning when they knew this something was up.
Well, they sat down. The parents, and the student the day before sat down in the school and met with the school administration before this killing. This was the day before yesterday.
The kid should not have been permitted to be in school that day and should have been banned from the school, and law enforcement should have been dispatched to that house because they knew there was a credible threat that the kids in the schools apparently knew about because they didn't want to go to school that day because they knew something was up. And that it just is insane. I mean, that I don't know. I mean, that there's got to be you just blew me away because I didn't realize the parents had been arrested that I hadn't heard that yet, and it's so disturbing.
You know, whether there's...
I'm a owner and a hunter and all that, and it just disturbs me that I hear this, and it just...
And so I think they were arrested and released. I don't know if they're still, you know, but clearly the police thought there was some reason and some connection because they had, again, the schools met with the parents and the student.
That student decapitated a deer in the parking lot last week. I mean, and then
so they knew there was something going on.
Yes, and then threatened harm to students and faculty. He made it an actual threat. So yeah, someone dropped the ball.
Even if the father bought
it on Black Friday, you would think that he would keep it clear of a 15-year-old.
Or at least notice it was missing.
I mean, all those firearms actually come equipped with, you know, at least everything I've bought in the past number of years, they come equipped with, they go out the door with a gun lock. A lock that goes through the, and in this case, I don't know if it was a revolver, it must have been a pistol. And
it was
probably,
a revolver.
And you could... A revolver, but you could actually go. You can actually disable those things as far as that them being able to shoot. I mean,
they're not very effective locks. Yeah.
Trigger. Well, there's a lock that goes through the barrel and through the chamber and out again. That or else just not have it, have it locked up away from the kid. I mean, what the heck?
That's my point. That's my point. That knowing, you know, what's happening with the kid, I'm sure when they sit down with the kid and the faculty, that there were some heated exchanges. So you would think, hey, I know my child is, you know, got some issues here. I'm going to make sure that, number one, I'm not buying a gun that I know at that point in time when I know my child is going through some issues.
Yeah.
And if I am, he's not going to know about it.
It sounds like the parent, the father bought that pistol for the kid.
That's what it sounds like.
And that's what this is.
And that is probably one of the reasons why they arrested the parents initially. So, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I told you there's something wrong.
Yeah.
In this society. Seriously wrong. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Evan, thank you, man. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you.
I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.
Take care, my friend.